It is a good day to be you, good day to be us, me, you. Who is it a good day for? Is it a good day to be Newt Gingrich? Is it a good day for you to be George Clooney? A good day for you to be, Vladimir, Mr. KGB Putin? Pukum.
In my life, it's a good day to be the owner of Kleenex because I'm seeing them like they're going out of style.
Yeah, but you're doing okay, right? You're feeling better?
Yes. Sparkling.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli. Roberta has her Freebie Fridays. A lot of fun things that you can get cheaply at the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com. We'll have those for you in about a half an hour. Television in review. Maybe some of the Golden Globe nominations.
Big news today.
Big news.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on.
Want to tease us? Give us a little tease.
Well, I teased you last hour a little with the Barbara.
No more radio speak.
Oh, no more radio
speak. Nobody knows what we did in last hour. This is a whole new opportunity for you to make.
Is Barbara Walters retiring? Yes,
Byra. Yeah. What happened? Are you going to tell us later on? No, later on, tell us. Hmm. Right. And the X Factor.
Canceled Extreme Makeover.
Really?
Home Edition, yes, they did.
Enough of those shows around.
Really?
They did.
I thought
those
they were still popular.
All right, let's take a trip, Richie. Time for us
to take a trip. To
you
the far
and me.
Today seems absolutely
right. Started from scratch?
Sure.
Right. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high.
Sky high.
There's fools and idiots sitting on the train. It's depressing, and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese.
Why?
They only come up to your knees.
Yeah, da, 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 da.
Yet they're always friendly, and they're ready to please.
Well, not so friendly, not so fast Chinese. Yesterday, the rebel Chinese village of Wukan. Which has driven out the Communist Party, is resorting to smuggling in food because the Chinese Communist government has put a ring of steel around the city. 24,000 people live in the city. The government of China has closed it off, and they only have enough food for another 10 days. And then they'll come to their knees, in a way, at least that's what the government thinks. 10 more days. Wukan has been encircled by police and army people after a failed attempt by 1,000 soldiers to capture the village. The people in this village. Now, again, I know we have seen, what do they call it, Arab Spring. And then we saw American Summer. And now we see the Chinese Fall. I told you this, it's not me, I'm not a genius. You can see this sort of thing happening everywhere in China, where people, again, they can't control the internet. They can't, they're trying to, but they can't. They can't, the country's too big. There are sections of China that are so far from any authority that people, there's like being in a no man's land.
Self-rule.
They have, that's right, they just have little villages, they run themselves, there's no police, they just take care of things themselves. Anybody gets out of hand, they take care of it.
Smackdown.
So, this village of Wukan, a lot of young people using the tools they have at their disposal, which are same tools we have, cell phones, smartphones, Twitter, Facebook. The Chinese government can't control it, especially when they get away from the big cities. And so these villagers want to form their own government, kind of. So they put the government on notice, and then they said, we'll stand up to you. We'll see who blink first. Cheng Lang Shu, who's leading the villagers, says, we have an old saying here. I'm sure this is translated. Referring to the Wukanese and their neighbors. In heaven, they say, there is the thunder god. On earth, there is a living god, which is pretty much against what the Chinese don't like religion. You know that, right?
No.
Chinese want to have, no, there's no, they don't want any religion. No religion.
What about Buddha?
What about Buddha?
I guess I knocked him over with my question, Rich.
me thinking Buddha not liking Dudley too much.
I know. I think he just got struck by lightning. God's like, I'll show you, Doug Seven.
Let's see where he went. It's 12 past the hour. Okay. Good day.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
There's the snap. It's a blitz. And Peter Contaldi of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, your girlfriend wants those 2-carat diamond stud earrings for Christmas. And time is running off the clock. Also, don't forget to clean the litter box. You made an agreement. And besides, it's not even her cat.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less at OfficeMax. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
No delay. Prices good through 12/17.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Buy your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I think they're having a sale at Macy's, Jennifer.
I know. I think I heard that. Actually, I want to go this weekend. I've finished my Christmas shopping.
Actually, I have to go this weekend.
Because you haven't? But now I just want to go and look at the pretty. Do you? I know that's such a girl thing, but...
You want to do what?
I just want to look at the pretty at Macy's. Like, see the sparkly tree and the...
Yeah. Hmm?
See the sparkly makeup kits? Yeah, see? I just want to go and look now.
That's crazy.
Why?
Who goes to the mall when they don't have to?
Me, I go, that's my hobby. Are you out of your mind?
Are you a masochist?
You go window shopping.
Yeah. You have taekwondo, I have shopping.
Apparently. All right, so it's 16 past the hour on Good Day. As you can hear, we're all doing really well here. My voice is about gone.
You sound like Sam Kinison.
I know.
I sound like a man.
And Roberta sounds like she's a far away. And then Doug, apparently a little breeze blew by through the farm, and his electricity is out. So he's out kicking up the generators and the tractor. Yeah. Absolutely. So he'll be back with us in a little
while. It'll be a fun day today. But it's Friday. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters. So, but I have to wonder... Doug gets into these deep philosophical conversations about religion and God, and he starts busting on Buddha and talking about... I don't think he was busting on Buddha.
He wasn't busting on Buddha. He said that the Chinese didn't believe in religion, and then I just wondered about Buddha, because aren't Chinese people sometimes Buddhists?
That's what I thought, yes.
Is that their religion?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. But is this a sign for Doug? Doug always gets these little signs. Somebody's always talking to Doug in his head. Yes, signs.
Yeah, like as soon as he was going to start knocking on Buddha, his power went out.
Ah.
So, and Buddha blew a little.
I always try to, like, notice these little signs that Doug gets because they're hysterical sometimes. And sometimes he doesn't notice them, yeah. And I think that God talks to Doug through Charlotte.
How do you figure?
Well, he gets, exactly. He gets down on his hands and knees, and he wiggles around like a little dog, and like a little, you know, crazy. He's in Charlotte. And every time he gets up from one of these little sessions with Charlotte, he has, like, this epiphany. Like this light.
So maybe she's mind melding with him, you think?
So I think Charlotte is actually going, when she's barking at him, listen, you dummy.
You know what? That's a genius TV show, Rich. Having pets be able to, like, control humans to do things. That's a good show.
I absolutely 100% believe that happens. And I'm staring at my dog going, I was looking at my dog yesterday trying to get him to just to understand it. You ever do this? You look at your dog or your cat or whatever your pet is, and you just say a word and see if he's staring at me.
And they say that cats and dogs know about 140 words, which is pretty amazing.
There's no doubt. I mean, my dog has a vocabulary that he understands. I know that without a doubt because I can say certain words, and, you know, he reacts.
Want to go outside?
Exactly. Simple things. So, but I'm sitting there yesterday, I'm looking at him, and I'm going, Patch, blink.
This is what happens when your family goes out of town, Rich. Rich is now trying to make his dog do tricks.
And he's looking at me like, moron.
I know. Like, I totally understand what you're saying, Dad, but I'm not doing it. I'm not your puppet. Yeah. So you couldn't get him to blink with mind control?
No, man. He didn't blink for like 7 minutes.
He was just messing with you.
Can dogs do that? Can dogs blink?
Yeah.
Yeah, he blinks all the time.
Not blink for 7 minutes?
I didn't think he could, but apparently he did.
Huh.
All right, so.
What a fun night you had.
Last night was actually the Radio America Christmas party.
Oh, that's cool. Did anybody, like, take copies of their who's on the copy machine?
No, because that's where all the food was being made, is where the copy machine was. So
smart.
None of that.
Plus, you guys have all boys working there. How boring.
We're represented by a few women. Jennifer and our sales rep, who is based in Colorado, was here. So, you know, we had
that's
a couple
fun.
More. Yeah, and Rebecca and Nicole. So, but it's always fun because we get, you know, you're inside Washington. You're inside the Beltway. So you get all these politicos that come in here, you know, and they're friends with Jim, who's the president of the network, and they all want to talk about politics and who do you think is winning in the debates, and who do you think's going to be, and what happens if this. You know what?
Still said, I'm holding out for Herman, baby.
It's just this inside the Beltway Christmas party conversation gets boring after a while, and I'm like, what do you think of Tim Tebow? What do you think of
like,
you know,
Tim Tebow?
Change the conversation, people. You're getting boring. All right.
So did it work?
It did.
Good.
Yeah. So what did they talk about? Random topics for them, and see if you can just throw them off a little bit. And it's really fun to play games with them. So we all kind of collect together in like little huddles, and we say, "Let's go over to this real guy with the bow tie."
Does Michael Fortier go to the Christmas party?
No, never.
He doesn't.
Never.
Why?
He has never showed up at one of the Christmas
How
parties.
How funny!
What's his problem?
He's antisocial. He's antisocial.
Well, that's sad.
He doesn't go, why do I want to go celebrate Christmas?
You should tell him next year you're going to fire him if he doesn't show up.
Then I have to buy you a present. He wouldn't show up still. It's 21 past the hour. Good day.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What do you consider your real claim to fame, Michael Madsen?
I probably would like to be thought of as a successful parent more than I would as an actor.
How seriously do they take you as a father versus a movie actor?
They would much rather watch SpongeBob, to be honest with you.
I'm ready.
What a wonderful day.
It's that time. Christmas time is here.
Yes, it is.
Everybody knows that not a better time of year.
24 I'm going to watch this
hour
movie
today.
This weekend.
Yeah, are you?
I am. I love it. Okay, so we have a nice little list for you today, Rich and Roberta,
right,
because we've got the top 10, not best Christmas movies, but the top 10 highest earning Christmas movies of all time.
Now, when you say highest earning,
box office.
Box office, okay.
And so, sales, I believe. So all everything combined.
And DVD sales.
Correct.
See,
okay.
Because that's where I've got to think that. My favorite Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase.
Will do really well. Exactly.
The all-time
after
best Christmas movie ever. And DVD
so
sales
cute.
Has got to be just on the top of the charts.
All right, well, let's start with number 10, Christmas with the Cranks. I don't really remember too much about that movie, but it starred Tim Allen.
Yeah.
And he also starred in The Santa Claus. He only stars in Christmas movies, apparently.
Anymore, yeah.
No.
This movie came out in 2004, and it's made $74 million.
Get out of town.
In the U.S., wow. Yeah. Plus another $23 million abroad. So that movie did really well.
Wow.
Number 9, The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a big franchise, which I finally saw that movie. Again, I kind of think it's a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know they talk about Santa Claus.
No interest.
It's Halloween. Yeah. Right. $75 million there. Number 8, another Tim Allen movie, The Santa Claus Part 3, The Escape Clause. That made $84.5
so
million.
So there's a giveaway right there, because if The Santa Claus Part 3 is at number 8, you got to think 1 and 2 were down there a little
bit lower.
We'll
be ahead of the game a little bit, right? Did you ever see any of the Santa Claus movies?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them all. They're good stuff.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah,
they're
the
one
kids
of those
like
things
it.
That kind of gets
it's a lot of fun.
Now, the only romantic comedy on the list has showed up here at number 7, Four Christmases. That was really cute with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Wasn't winning any Academy Awards, but a cute movie. It made $120 million.
Yeah, that's all in box office sales. I mean, it did well at the box office.
And then another one that I have not seen yet, maybe I'll watch that this weekend too, is Jim Carrey's version of A Christmas Carol that came out in 2009. That made $138 million. Globally, $325 million.
Wow.
That's a big one.
And then don't forget, he also did The Grinch.
He did, absolutely.
Yeah.
He did a great job with that one too. He always takes those roles on, like, really well. All right, The Santa Claus 2 comes in at number 5, $139 $9 million worth of Santa Claus, too.
Yeah, I see a career here for Tim Allen.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if you watch his new sitcom, but they made a joke about him starring in a bunch of Santa Claus
movies. Oh, they did?
Number That's four, funny. The Santa Claus, made $145 million. That's the original that started it all for him.
Wow.
I wonder if that helps him get jobs, because he's earned so much with all of his Christmas movies. You think?
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for our top now? Are you ready for number three?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is my personal favorite. Elf made $173 million with Will Ferrell. I love that
Chevy Chase is looking good. And where's Macaulay Culkin?
He's, you know what? He's not on the list. Number two, Get The Polar Express made $182 million. And number one,
Christmas Vacation.
No, no, it wasn't. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
No!
Yeah, that one made $260 million. But you have to remember, Christmas Vacation came out when movie tickets were a lot cheaper.
That's a ripoff.
Really?
I bought the DVD package.
You did, but that was just you. I'm sure it's probably number 11, Rich.
This list sucks.
Do you want to recount?
Yeah.
I'm going to write him a letter. But I'm Rich protesting. Bought the DVD package.
It's 28 past the hour. Good day.
Have you ever wanted to play a musical instrument but never wanted to practice? Now there's a solution. It's called a Reverie Harp. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP Entertainment Update. This small string instrument is tuned to the pentatonic scale. That means there are only five tones, and they all sound good together. You can play it with one finger or several, and either way, it sounds fine. If you feel like putting in a little practice time, you can play things that are a lot more complicated. Peter Roberts, a music therapist in Australia, invented it.
I wanted an instrument that was really beautiful sounding, so that however it was touched, that it would sound nice, and that the instrument itself would resonate, and the person could feel it.
Some hospices and hospitals now have Reverie Harps. They're played by both patients and caregivers, and because it's so easy to use, you can even accompany someone more experienced who plays another instrument well. Check it out at the link on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Means, right?
It means it's Freebie Friday!
Freebie Friday!
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
She dives into dumpsters, you get the deals.
That's it. I like that.
That's it, girlfriend. What you got?
You get the deals. I like that. I like it. It's holiday Freebie Friday. In other words, this is all stuff for the holidays.
Yeah, because not to freak you guys out, but Christmas is like a week away.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
it
freaking
is. Yep.
out.
Yeah, yeah, 1 week. Mm-hmm. 1 week. So if you haven't done any shopping yet, here's an idea. Go to Old Navy. You can get 30% off of everything in the store and an extra 20% off online. We have the printable coupon for you. In fact, I'm doing this today because a couple of weeks ago, I think I told you guys about it, I got $20 worth of Old Navy stuff for $10 via Groupon.
Yes.
So now I'm going to take those two Groupons to the store, and I'm going to get 30% off of on top of that.
Roberta, you're a genius.
I'm a genius.
And so by the way, when you're there, they have the cutest pink top with sequins on it. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, do they? Yeah.
It's way cute. Yeah.
Excellent. Though I'm trying to find corduroy jeans. Try to find corduroy jeans. It's like impossible.
Are you trying to live with Doug?
I'm turning into Doug. I can't find them anywhere. But anyway, at Old Navy, we've got printable coupon, 30% off of everything in store. And if you've got additional stuff, even better. We have a free ebook, 23 gingerbread house designs and recipes. Have you ever made a gingerbread house, Jen?
Okay, only from the kit. You know, where they sell it already made
and
everything.
Right, right.
But it is my dream to make a really cool original one because I think they're so cute and whimsical.
They're cute and whimsical. Yeah,
and then you
time,
get to
though.
Eat them.
No, I don't want to eat it.
No.
It's so cute.
And you really can't because you're supposed to like to keep them well and you're supposed to lacquer them afterwards.
Yeah.
Unless you want to eat lacquer. But I guess you could if you don't lacquer them, but then they get moldy. But 23 gingerbread house designs and recipes via an ebook. It's a PDF file, so you can even print it out. We also have an ebook, A Simple Amish Christmas, for your Kindle or e-reader or Barnes & Noble Nook or what
hey,
have
Roberta,
you.
Yes. What goes? Bang, bang. Clump, clump. Clump, clump. Clump, clump. An Amish drive-by.
It's bang, bang, clop, 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 clop.
Yeah, whatever.
Clump, clump, what? Now, here is... Here's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Amaze your kids, astound your boss, surprise your loved one, scare the dog. It's a personalized video from, Santa Claus. Ooh. What you do is you go online to the website that we're going to direct you to. You put in a couple of personalized things, like maybe name and maybe the town you live in or something like that. And you'll get a video sent to you from Santa Claus that's personalized to whomever. Is that cool?
Cool.
Or what?
That's really cool.
Really cool thing. Yeah. Give a friend a coupon for a free 16 ounce coat.
Okay, I'm in. From where?
From their Facebook page. Coca-Cola is giving away Cokes, and you go to the Facebook page, and you can.
Where do you redeem them, though? Any grocery store?
It's 99 cents off of 14, 16, or 20 ounce Coke products. So when you get them for 99 cents, then it's free. So there's a good cheap gift to give. Today, don't forget, it's free fries at Burger King on Friday. Today only, they have a free fries. You don't have to buy anything. It's a good thing to have if you're like Christmas shopping and you want to poison yourself with fast food. Well, then you can just go to Burger King and get free fries.
You make it sound so appealing.
That's it. And here's a wonderful list. What we've got here is a whole bunch of free holiday e-cards. It's a whole list. We've got sites like Punchbowl, Jib Jab, Hallmark, American Greetings, Care 2, Smilebox, and Ojoli. And they're all the information on the different types of freebies that you can get from these sites for e-cards. And some of them, if you want, like, they'll give you one or two cards free, but then if you want some other ones, they'll charge you like a small yearly fee. Like, some of them are like $1.25 a month or something like that. But even the ones that charge a fee, they're giving like a week or so free. So you can just like go and get the free cards, then just cancel afterwards, you know. But all sorts of free cards, e-cards, if you don't want to, you know, say if you want to save the stamp or you're too lazy to write out holiday cards, you want to be green and not kill trees and stuff, you know, for no reason whatsoever. So you can send out holiday e-cards instead of paper cards.
You know who else has them this year is Office Max, where you can go and elf yourself, which is really fun. You can put in pictures and that's free. And you send it out from the Office Max website. Yeah.
So Jib Jab has something similar where you can elf yourself.
Yeah. You know, more than anything, I can't stand paying $4 or $5 for a greeting
card. Annoying.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah. It's pricey.
Yeah. I refuse anymore.
Well, I tell you what we've been doing in the family is that we've been saving cards, birthday cards, anniversary cards, Christmas cards. We save them from year to year and just add something every year to the card. So you use the same card, and the card becomes almost like, you know, a family heirloom because it just keeps going back year after year.
That's actually really cute.
With little messages and things on them. Yeah, it's kind of a cute idea, and it certainly saves money.
If you send a card out, how do you save the card?
Somebody
else has it.
No. You give the card, like cards that you'll give to your husband or wife or your kids or your parents or what have you. You know, that usually, like instead of mailing it, you'll put the card on the tree maybe for them, or you'll put it with a gift. Well, you just keep reusing that same card over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
internal cards. Writing. Yeah, like a little log.
Right, like a little log.
That's a good idea.
You see how your kids' signatures change over the years as they get older and as they write things that are more coherent. And it's kind of a cute idea. You know, it saves money and yet, you know, creates an heirloom type thing. So
you are truly the cheapest person I've
ever am.
Met.
I absolutely
You know what else
am.
You can do with those cards, too, is you can make them into gift tags. You just rip off the...
I've done that, yep.
Yeah, you rip off the part where there's the writing on it, that side, and then the part with the design you can cut and make into gift tags.
Exactly. I've done that, too.
There she is, the queen of cheap. She's the cheapest person we know. Get it all at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com in the Queen of Cheap box. Excuse me. And Jennifer will have television and entertainment news coming right up.
Woohoo!
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Staples and Staples.com, save $30 on a Kodak Hero 3.1 all-in-one printer and find great savings on other Kodak printers. This week only at Staples. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest total ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Give yourself the gift of good health. Cold weather, crowded stores, and frequent air travel can all contribute to the spread of germs, making the holidays a popular time for cold and flu symptoms. Oftentimes, the best methods to keep your family healthy are the simplest. According to Dr. Travis Stork, host of The Doctors, being proactive and using natural remedies are often the best ways to alleviate your symptoms this holiday season.
Focus on simple health fixes. Natural products can be extremely effective in alleviating cold symptoms and helping you feel better this winter. Arm & Hammer Simply Saline Nasal Mists are made from just purified water and sodium chloride, or salt. They can be used as frequently as needed to help flush away congestion this winter.
Additional health tips Dr. Stork recommends are drinking plenty of water, 30 minutes of daily aerobic exercise, getting enough rest, and remembering to wash your hands regularly, especially before touching your face. For more information, visit simplysaline.com.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. Could you use a few extra dollars in your pocket during the holidays? Well, Quicken Loans can help make that happen, and fast. In fact, we close the majority of our loans in 30 days or less. Right now is a perfect time to give us a call. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. We're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Experience our personal service. It's simply amazing. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gift for less at Office Max. Like an Acer 4882 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Gift for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price again through 12/17.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
44 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Here she is, she knows all, sees all, and tells all about entertainment and television. And the reason that she knows all today is because Doug never lets her talk.
So I have 29 pages of information.
So she's got stacked up info that you've been dying to hear. What's going on, Jen?
All right, well, tonight, if you want to do a little holiday time with the family, Fox Network has Happiness is a Warm Blanket, Charlie Brown. I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
Hey, what is up with all these, like, there's like 57 holiday Charlie Browns.
I know, that I never even knew existed. Yeah. You know, I want a dog Charlie Brown Christmas, now Happiness is a Warm Blanket. So, hey,
yeah, all I remember is the Charlie Brown Christmas growing up. Now, all of a sudden, it's like a franchise.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, and then they also have Ice Age, A Mammoth Christmas, if you'd like to watch that on Fox Network tonight. Yeah, those are kind of cool. I also really like The Prep and Landings. If you get a chance to see them, they're actually really cute, and usually ABC has those. All right, speaking of ABC, big news at the network, and this is kind of sad to cancel this show at Christmas time. ABC canceled Extreme Makeover Home Edition yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, ending the show. It's been 9 seasons.
That's a shock. I thought it was
going to be
still.
They're giving it a finale, so they're not going to kill it yet, but it'll be over January 13th. That'll be the show's 200th episode. It's already in syndication on TV Land. But they are going to keep it around to do special episodes. So if there's a natural disaster or something, they'll brush off Ty Pennington and bring it in.
I wonder if their advertising dried up, because Lowe's and Home Depot, I guess Lowe's was, they didn't pay for any of the stuff.
Right.
Everybody would donate it and advertise it, and maybe that advertising dried up
a lot. Yeah. I don't know. And they actually, the last episode will feature them in Joplin, Missouri, where after the tornado. So that'll be kind of cool. Yeah. Now, Ty Pennington, it's not all bad news for him. He's going to be staying with ABC, and he'll be joining The Revolution, which airs in January when they kill another soap opera at ABC, One Life to Live. Can you tell I'm still bitter about all my children being gone? Yeah. Anyway.
What's The Revolution?
Revolution is a show about health and fitness and being good to yourself, a lifestyle show. It'll follow The Chew, which is like The View, except all about food. Making it very official, NBC has tapped Howard Stern as their new judge on America's Got Talent.
He'll be replacing Piers Morgan. Already a lot of controversy about this pick.
Yeah, the Parents Television Council has been up in arms. But, you know, what I was thinking about and what someone brought to my attention yesterday is that the kids nowadays don't even know who Howard Stern is.
Howard Stern has been off the radar since he went to satellite. It's like he was massive. And everybody knew who he was. And then all of a sudden, he was, like, banished to Mars.
Yeah.
When he went to eggs, making a ton of money.
Yeah, no, he makes a ton of money. He makes, like, $500 million in 5 years, but, I think.
You know, I've got to think that when he shows up on this show, the 15, 18, even the 20-something-year-old kids are going to go, who?
What? Yeah. And I think, you know, Howard's not stupid. He's not going to get himself fired from a gig like this. He's probably under contract to behave a certain way. He's not going to be his normal radio persona.
But people who don't know him, I mean, I think the guy's a genius.
Yeah, no, he is.
He's a genius.
Radio marketing genius,
but to the people who don't know him, who watch that show, they're just going to think he's an ugly old man.
Yeah. I know.
Howard. But
Howard.
That's the way it is.
I don't know. Well, he is 59, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Remember Person to Person, created by Edward R. Murrow?
Yes.
Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Famous old TV show. CBS is bringing it back and premiering Person to Person on February 8th at 8 p.m. Charlie Rose will be co-hosting it, and also Lara Logan. And they're going to talk to public figures. They'll go to their homes and talk to actors, directors, musicians, and all kinds of things. So that would be kind of a fun thing, because you'll get a look into the people's life, I think, rather than
kind of like an upscale Cribs.
Exactly. You won't have to see people's gold teeth, though, and their floating rims.
Exactly.
Now, we talked about this earlier in this hour. Barbara Walters made a big faux pas. She got taped interviewing President Obama, and when she thought no one was listening, she whispered in President Obama's ear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I need
one more interview with you because I'm retiring next year.
Really?
Bum, bum, bum. It can't be a big surprise. I mean, Barbara's getting older. Yeah. She's got all, you know, The View and everything, so it probably takes a lot out of her. But no one's denying it either. I mean, people went to ABC News and they wouldn't deny it, so it's got to be true. Otherwise, they would have said no, 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 no. Now, this one's my favorite story of the day. So we know all about the Kardashians and about how they have reality shows all over the place. Guess what family is going to start competing with them?
I watch those shows, but I just turned the volume down. So
I know. Good stuff. The Eastwoods, Clint Eastwood's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Cool is this? Dina Eastwood, their daughter Morgan, and Francesca will be part of this show. Clint is not a part of Dina's life anymore, but he has agreed to do a few cameos on the show, which will be really good, I think.
Why would he let them do this? I mean,
because his daughter wants to be an actress. Francesca wants to be an actress. I'm sure they feel like this could be a way in the door for her to do that. But if you're Clint Eastwood's daughter and you can't get a role as an actress,
he makes phenomenal movies.
I know.
Why doesn't he make a movie for her?
With her.
Yeah. Why a reality show?
I don't know. Yeah. Now, Russell
because
Brand.
Can't act, that's why.
Probably. I think
and
she
he probably
might.
Knows it, so here, I'll get you a reality show.
Exactly. That's and I'll make it. A cameo. Daddy
right.
loves you,
okay.
Francesca.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we figured that out.
Russell Brand, you know, Katy Perry's husband, comedian, actor, he signed a deal with FX to host a late night series. This is only a kind of a test, 6 half-hour episodes. There's no name for the show yet, but it's going to be an unscripted series where he's going to do sketch comedy and live interaction with the studio audience. So that'll be kind of fun. He can get a little crazy, though. So that's why I think it has to be on cable.
Crazy's good.
Crazy is good.
All right, there it is, a TV report. Jennifer actually got to get some of her news in. And it's 50 past the hour on Good Day. Doug will be right back with Tom Parsons and some airfare deals for you. Hang out there.
Woo-hoo.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Get huge savings now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Stephen's Good Day program. Time for a visit from Tom Parsons. Dude, where's the ding guy thing?
Want to get away?
Huh. All right. So, Tom from bestfares.com with some last-minute holiday fares. I priced a trip just as an example for you to understand what's going on. Normally, West Coast, East Coast, it's been the last 4 or 5 months, $400, $500. To do a round trip, $313 in January.
Yeah, January's fine.
Out
yeah.
There
so. Yeah, well, again, we do have a deal with Virgin, okay?
Yeah, I know you do.
And I know, but it's actually a pretty
so
good
So has
deal.
Everybody else met the fare? Is this
no,
fare
no,
that are paying
no,
on
no,
American?
No, this is, you know, you paid $313, but Virgin, I mean, you kicked in yesterday. But we can actually give a discount, but it's 25% off that price.
25% off of 313.
Before taxes, it's like $298, so I think it was like $223 plus $20 in security taxes, about $243 nonstop.
Uh-huh.
But then this kicks in today, and we only have a few certificates left, so your listeners do have an opportunity. I mean, you know, it's a one-day deal for them. It'll probably be gone, but they have to go to bestfares.com or go to your link and just look for that special way to get on our site. It goes, you just put the word Doug in our search box, and Doug's site, he has an old, old picture of me. So, now, another thing that's happened today, too, before Doug asked me something else, Southwest, now this is in the middle of January. It's like Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So it's like at the end of the month. If you can fly on those 2 days and come back either the next day or take a week off, they're having almost a system-wide airfare sale. Whatever the lowest published fare is you can find, they take another 50% off, and you can only get it at Southwest.com.
Really?
50% off. There's a promo call. It's called Half. But if you just go to their homepage, search specials, you'll see the little link there. And, you know, I just priced out Dallas to Midland, Texas, just because I have somebody who was looking to go there the other day, and it came out with all taxes, including the security taxes, which is $10 each way, $60.
$60 round trip?
Round trip.
Uh-huh.
So it works.
Not a bad deal. Help yourself to that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking at relevance versus irrelevance. For some reason or another, U.S. Airways comes across to me as being irrelevant. But there's a rumor floating around, if you can believe this. So those people who are interested in some of the... If you fly an airline, then you're interested in these stories. If you just fly the price, then you're not interested in these kinds of stories. American Airlines declared bankruptcy 2 weeks ago. American Airlines has $4 billion in cash. As a matter of fact, I posted this on my Facebook page, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The statement, this is Lawrence O'Donnell, who does a show on MSNBC that I normally find more annoying than a rash on my butt. But he nailed it when it came to American's board of directors. You probably know because you're very close to the airlines and you know they're headquartered in Dallas, so you know what's going on at American. Apparently, ARPI, who was the former CEO and chairman of the board, was so opposed to this bankruptcy filing because of what it will do to the employees in terms of pensions and all kinds of other things that he said they could get around it, but everybody on the board except him voted to go into bankruptcy. So after the vote was held, he folded up his notes, got up out of his chair, walked into his office, cleaned out his desk, walked out the door. Retirement, no golden parachute.
I believe that story about 100%.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, ARPI, I mean, I know the three guys up there, the big boys, and they told me, even back in 2003, they just did not want to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And he was one of the guys, the key people that did not want to do it. The senior marketing man didn't want to do it. And there's been a lot of stress on the file. Now, these boys, though, they're running the thing now, are saying, look, we just cannot continue not to make money.
All right.
We have our stockholders.
So, but now the rumor is today that U.S. Airways and others want to go to the bankruptcy court and challenge the bankruptcy and break American Airlines up. So that there's no more American Airlines. This guy buys this, that guy buys that, somebody else buys something else, and American's gonzo.
Yeah, I don't know if that. Well, I could see U.S. Airways going after pieces. Maybe the main edition, not so much the regional side of it.
Yeah.
Remember Texas International?
No. Yeah, I actually do. Brand up all the rest of them. They all got broken up. Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you, Tom, for your advice on saving money. Special last-minute holiday fares. Check them out.